Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.
And I'll be 34 minutes after the hour now, you're in the right place. This is the Good Day program. My friends here are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Trending food news, another Listeria recall, frozen mixed veggies from Bountiful Harvest, which is another, this is one of these outfits that does it for pretty much everywhere, grocery store, private label things, they all come from the same place. This sort of underscores the conversation that we've been having recently here about where our food comes from. Much of it comes from the same place. So you could buy things at Whole Foods and think, wow, this is great. They've got their own label. Wowie zowie. And then you go over to Albertsons and you find Albertsons has peas and carrots and yum. And if you really look at the back of the package and read it, you'll see that the production of the and the freezing, whatever, the harvesting is done by the same company. It's the same stuff. You're just overpaying for it at Whole Foods. And this is contributing to the smackdown that American consumers are having, realizing now that they aren't much getting the choices of food that they want. This is why I get on to the my soapbox about on my not only my radio program called The American Family Farmer, but here about food choices, the locavore movement, being conscious about what you eat, that sort of thing. Listeria, Salmonella, E. coli, all of these things more likely to happen in what is considered, quote unquote, fresh fruit that's packaged. Doesn't much happen in frozen fruit or vegetables because they, if they're being frozen properly, the bacteria can't live. But it's got to be really cold. It's like they can't live in the really hot. They can't live in the cold. They don't, you know, they're, it's, I liken it to what I say in the springtime, if you had a cold winter where you are, hard freeze, it kills most of the ticks and other things that are around that are pesky problems during the summertime. If you don't have a warm winter, those things would be around. So how does this stuff get into the frozen mixed vegetables, et cetera, et cetera? It happens during the cleaning process, or happens out in the field. Where, you know, a lot of times what you don't know about food is that it's prepared in the field and they have facilities. Have you ever seen that Deadliest Catch show where they pick up all of these fish from the ocean and they bring it in and they immediately freeze them? Immediately. They get onto the deck. They go into the ice pack. They're frozen. That's it. And they're never thawed out again until they get to your house. So that's the idea behind the mixed veggies that are picked up in the any veggie that's picked in the out in the field, sometimes though they have to be brought in and blanched a little in order for the freezing to hold. And the reason they blanch them is to get rid of stuff like the Listeria and the E. coli, Salmonella. Sometimes it doesn't work. So in this circumstance, it hasn't worked. So this time of year, you can safely be buying stuff if you know where it's coming from, local produce from your local farmer. So why would you buy frozen veggies or anything else unless you're just lazy? You got them all around you. Go buy them from the local farmer. Go buy them.
Meanwhile, isn't frozen stuff cheaper? That's one reason, right? Why people buy frozen. Oh,
yeah. Right. And then you get
frozen,
Listeria.
It's peak stuff. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Get Listeria or go buy cheap. That's my advice to you. You want Listeria, nice. Go buy some cheap food. Kellogg's recalling food for peanut contamination. This is a psychological game. I am convinced somehow or other that the world that's so allergic to peanuts really isn't that allergic to peanuts at all. Peanut allergies, we have this warnings everywhere. When you go to a restaurant, please tell us if you have any allergies before you order the food. Well, okay, I got an allergy to lobster. Give me a 5-pound lobster. I'm telling you right now, I'm allergic to lobster, but make sure the one I get is cooked well and it's at least 5 pounds. Says, so you see how nonsensical that is? But yet, it answers some requirement the federal government has. Find out if your customers have any allergies. Okay, got an allergy? Yep. Thanks very much for telling me. What do you want to eat? It's so stupid. Anyway, who has peanut allergies here? Anybody?
No. No, but one of my college roommate did, and if she got even a whiff of a peanut residue or dust, we had to go to the emergency room once. It was terrifying.
I never in my life ever knew anybody when I was in elementary school, junior high school, senior high school, college, working, never, until about maybe 10 years ago, knew anybody that had a peanut allergy. Story about how often you're eating out, Jennifer. How many times a week do you eat out?
Probably 4 or 5 times a week.
4 times. Okay. Kara, how often do you eat out?
I don't eat dinner, but I do buy lunch maybe 2 really? Times a week.
Huh. Where do you go?
There's a place next door that has, like, it's not a buffet,
that CD
but...
Jow,
the Buoy Monger.
It's not the Buoy Monger.
Oh,
but,
my God, that horrible place down across the street.
Excuse me, that we only have 2 places, and that I can't exactly leave work for more than 10 minutes.
McFadden is so cheap, he brings me there for lunch and he pays. That's how bad it is.
Which place is it? It's not the Buoy Monger, which is really
that
bad.
That place is across the...
There's a name of something that has food called the Buoy Monger?
Yeah, don't you want to go there?
It sounds like a cafeteria, if I remember.
It doesn't sound like
once.
Booger at all. Yeah. Buoy Monger.
Right.
All right,
well,
so Mary, how often
invest
do you eat
in
out?
Some good restaurants around here, and I'll go to them.
Okay. So,
well, as New Yorkers, we pretty much all get delivery every night, but we cook a fair amount. So I'd say we probably order food maybe 2 to 3 times a week.
Really? When you order, what do you order?
Depends. Chinese one night. Indian. Yeah. Italian. Whatever we're in the mood for.
All right.
Everything's
the
here.
The survey
so it's easy.
Says, this sounds like a, this is from Family Feud. Survey says $2 billion a year being spent by Americans that they eat out at restaurants and bars.
Wow.
$2 billion. First time it's happened in recorded history. Behavioral and economic forces are intersecting to produce this change. I go to the grocery store. If I want something hot and I'm on my own, I go to the grocery store. And I get the hot vegetables. There's usually some fish that I can get.
Going out to dinner, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
No,
that's prepared food somewhere else.
You're not making it yourself, so, I mean, I count that as going
out. Hold on just a second. I want you to listen to a Massey Ferguson 4270 as it drives by my window.
What?
That's a Massey
Ferguson. Massey Ferguson 4270, Victoria,
4270
come on.
Tractor going by my window.
Okay.
Very nice.
Okay, yeah.
So. But now, even at Whole Foods, if you go to the salad bar, the hot bar, whatever they call
it. Yeah, that's going out. It's a restaurant.
Yeah, and they also had a recall of all the stuff that they were making recently.
Millennials eat out 3.4 times a week compared to 2.8 times for non-millennials. What is that?
I'll tell you what's hard is, you know, in my line of work, I mean, at least 2 or 3 times a week, I'm going out with a client or going to lunch or dinner or something like that. And then I'll at least go out once a week, like, you know, socially. I mean, it's hard not to avoid it now, I think. I mean, that's sadly social and business interactions are all tied to going out.
Yep. Yeah. I always, when I'm having business meetings, I usually try to meet them for lunch. More than not, millennials get it to go. They don't eat at the restaurant. That sounds like your story, Victoria. You don't go to the restaurant so much as you get it. Or
we just
it
get delivery. Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't like to cook? You don't have time to cook? You don't want to cook?
No, I love to cook. I love to cook. And we use Home Chef, and they send us 2 to 3 meals a week.
Those are good.
So we cook those meals, and then we order around it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. 44 past the hour in a moment. The government goes after salt and sugar. Wow. I'm glad I got the government protecting me from this stuff. Wait till you hear the story in a moment. It's on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He had his best year in 1990 when he finished 3rd in NASCAR's top division. But the biggest of his 18 career wins came in 1986 when he won the Daytona 500.
You are with Jeff Burdine as he wins the 1986 Daytona 500.
So where is Jeffrey Bodine now? Jeff retired from racing in 2004, but returned in 2010 to make 4 starts over 2 seasons. Jeff's also put a lot of energy into his other venture, Bodine Bobsleds. This company's night train design has won 6 Olympic medals for the U.S., including 2 gold. Even when he's not behind the wheel, Jeff finds his way to victory lane. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever wondered what your kids dream about when they say they have a bad dream? Well, chances are their dreams have pretty standard themes. Here's the social and developmental science of it. Kids often dream about failing at some simple task or chore, and there's always the one about being caught naked, but usually that doesn't happen until adolescence. But if a child has a bad dream, here's what to do. First, get them back to bed as quickly as possible. Next morning, ask them what they dreamed about and then reassure them. You may get a clue that something deeper is bothering the child. So, what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, dreams may be just as real to your child as they think real life is. Just make sure they know the difference. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, Free ICU is a mind-reading app.
What?
Can you read my mind right now?
Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
Free ICU.
Struck out.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
All right, some people, speaking of things popping up, people in the news, here's a sad story. The fellow who played in the revival of Star Trek, he played Chekhov, named Anton Yelchin, was run over in his own driveway.
Saddest, scariest story. It's crazy.
How do you get out of the car? He apparently lived up in the hills where the driveways are ridiculous. He left the car idle to run back in the house to get something, and he apparently didn't put it in park, or at least he didn't put it in well enough, and it bounced out, rolled over him, and ran him over and killed him.
Wow.
So, 27 years old. That's gotta be.
That all went viral last night. I don't watch the Star Trek movies, but it's amazing how many celebrities were tweeting about being friends with him, and everyone just seemed devastated. It's a horrible freak accident. I mean, his friends, he didn't show up for rehearsal, and his friends went to go check on him and found him pinned by his car. He was already dead. I mean, it's horribly tragic.
Ugh. All right, here's some good news. Eddie Redmayne friends. He is the, you remember him, the Danish girl, Theory of Everything, played Stephen Hawkins. He and his wife, Hannah, welcomed a baby girl over the weekend. He's also in this new Harry Potter spinoff, I think.
Yep.
He's got quite a career. He plays, would you say, edgy, strange characters are him?
Definitely. He's one of those actors that's really acclaimed. I mean, he's critically acclaimed, but he does always, you know, he loses a lot of weight for the roles, or he kind of transforms himself quite a bit.
Yeah.
Ron Lester starred in Varsity Blues. Don't know him. 45 years of age. His liver and kidney failed. He weighed 500 pounds.
Wow. He was then Billy Bob with the big pig named Bacon.
Yeah, that's
in
right.
Varsity Blues. Yeah.
Yep, great Billy movie. Bob.
Yeah.
He weighed 500 pounds. He had a gastric bypass lost 300 pounds. But even if you take all that weight off, it doesn't make any difference, frankly, because the damage is done to your arteries, to your veins, to your all your organs and that sort of thing, kidney disease, that sort of thing.
Sometimes I wonder, too, about the gastric bypass, because you go from having this really robust diet, right, you know, obviously to support a large frame like that, you're eating a lot, and then you go to having nothing, and then it has to make your, I mean, because really, I mean, you're so restricted, you can't even eat strawberries after gastric bypass because of the seeds, and it makes you wonder if that does harm to your system too. I mean, I don't know, that'd be a good question maybe for Dr. Kenner, one of our experts here on Good Day.
Remember that, Jen, that'll be, you'll be in charge.
I'll remember, I'll write it down, Dougie, I'll write it down.
Thank you. This is your radio program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria and Jennifer and Kara. Okay, so you'll be happy to know that the Food and Drug Administration and the USDA have salt and sugar in their crosshairs. Let's hear it for the government, because we're too stupid to know. I sound like Lionel now. You ever listen to Lionel?
I do, yeah.
I'm beginning to sound like Lionel. You're too stupid
Very
to know.
Sarcastic guy.
Yeah. Good broadcast.
I did a show with him, and that it gets a little old after a while when you're sitting next to that.
Yeah, it does. You're right about that. Yeah. It doesn't. It works in small.
I like him. He's fine, but woof.
Yeah. Anyway.
You just woofed. You did a Doug woof.
Woof.
Woof. Food regulators want you to know that sugar is bad for you. This is a radical nutritional
Breaking
concept.
News. Yeah. Hold on. Let me write this down. Let me get out my pen.
And so the federal
sugar
government wants you to know to avoid a raft of health problems and to pressure your blood pressure going up and all that sort of thing. You need to stay away from fattening products, fattening foods. That's good to know. Food and Drug Administration and a new nutrition facts panel. They're telling people to put this stuff on the back of their food and beverage package. It'll list how many grams of sugar have been added by manufacturers. So I thought we were already doing this. What's different about this from what was happening 2 years ago? I thought that we'd long since gone into this requirement. It's like
maybe
big news. What is this?
I don't maybe they never listed how much they add to food. It's just a total sugar amount that's on there.
Same thing for salt, folks. Don't use too much salt. That's from your Uncle Dougie. 10 minutes before the hour. Good day.
Don't use too much salt.